Let's do it. All right. So here you are once again with your favorite hosts, Drinks with Friends, Madison Ray.
And that guy, Ryan. Happy Sunday, people. Come to an end of Black History Month. What a ride it's been.
Always too short. Always.
Well, that's
too short.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, tell me how January felt like 19 years, and February felt like a week and a half.
I mean, my January breezed by, but that's because I make every January great. So,
well,
yeah. February, on the other hand, has felt like a super long time. Super duper long time. Because I'm always broke during February.
You celebrate your birthday like a 22-year-old white girl.
Yeah. And that was taught to me by my now 70, she'll be 79 this year, grandmother. So,
wow.
August is her month, and she celebrates the whole time, and she instilled that in me. Like, you know what? Let him celebrate you. It's like, that's right, Nan. You hear that? She runs shit. Celebrate me.
So, of course, this podcast is brought to you with the help from our friends at Andro DSM, Power Up.
Man, Susie Sweet Treats, Secret Ingredient is Love, not cocaine. Man, it's been a wild few weeks.
Yo. This week we're talking about, well, briefly, we have some couple topics.
Yeah. Before we do that, I just want to give a quick update after last week. The girl who hit us, her insurance is going to be paying for everything.
Nice!
Yeah, and reimbursing us for the car seat and giving us recovered funds for like an extra week worth of rental to find stuff. Called to ask about if I was injured and whatnot, because I could have got paid too had I been injured. But I was honest and said that the anguish was only mental, not physical, but they didn't care about that. So insurance doesn't pay out for being black in America.
Shocker.
Right?
Spoiler alert.
But all in all, it was a good thing. Sam got a new car yesterday. So, yeah.
Oh, shit. What's the new whip?
She got a G something something.
Sounds...
Special edition, Grand Cherokee special. I don't know. It's nice. It's clean.
It's cool. Family friendly?
Yeah. I mean, she's not as happy as she was with her old car, but she got to the point where she was just tired of looking because she knew she wasn't going to be as happy with the old car. So she's like, what can I get for a good deal that's going to check all the boxes? And
Why didn't she just go get the same make?
Because she couldn't find the one with all the... Because she had the extra features in
there. Of course she did. Got it.
Right.
Got it.
Because she's frugal, but she's bougie.
Yeah. You know. I want the things I want when I want them.
Right.
For a good reason.
Exactly.
This is facts.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. I'm kind of in that same vibe. Maybe that's why we get on so well. Or maybe that's why y'all get on so well. Uh-huh. That same kind of thing where it's like, I want these things, and they're very particular things.
Uh-huh.
I'm out here trying to be like super extra.
Right.
But the things that I want to be extra about, trust, we're going all the way in.
That's right. And I work, I earn it, I'm going to get what I want.
It's mine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have every inch of it.
That's right. Take that.
So, let's go ahead and just get into it.
Yeah.
This whole Jussie Smollett case.
Bruh.
I know it seems like everyone's talking about it. It's, I don't know. Like, I felt like it was done, and then it wasn't done. And I felt like it was done again, and now it especially wasn't done.
Yeah.
Want to give a quick recap?
Basically, Jussie Smollett, star of the original Mighty Ducks.
That reference was deep, bro.
If y'all don't remember, y'all need to go back and watch the original Mighty Ducks when he was a chunky kid playing hockey in Minnesota.
Yo, I wish I could get that knuckle puck.
Bruh.
You know, but black folks don't play hockey. Like, quit bullshit.
It's true. Even though there was a black dude on the cover of NHL 19 by EA Sports.
Okay.
Right, because once they do let us in, it's over.
It's over. That's it. Get that Nike deal.
Right. You gotta do it. But yeah, so starring Mighty Ducks, and a little show you might know called like Empire, says he was attacked by MAGA reps, for lack of a better word. In Chicago, both racially and a racist and homophobic attack.
Yeah,
where they put noose on him, poured bleach on him.
Yeah,
called him all out his name in the middle of the street at 2 a.m. And it was this big thing. There was like a manhunt for these guys, apparently.
Yeah.
And then it comes to find out, allegedly, he lied about it. He made it up and paid two Nigerians, of all people, to be the ones to stage the attack. And I mean, the investigation's ongoing. Like, basically, the police were all over it. They put out all sorts of alerts and APBs and shit. And then they said it was all a farce, and they put out they issued, basically said he was a suspect. He had to turn himself in. Now the investigation is ongoing. He's been fired from his job.
I heard they reduced his role on Empire, and then later that afternoon, was actually fired from the show.
Yeah, we only got two episodes left, but you're not going to be in them. So, but apparently they're not going to kill his character. Apparently there's rumblings that he might come back as like a closet racist being recast next season.
Oh,
because you know niggas roll with the punches. So it's still not going to make me watch that show. But you know, it is what it is.
It's so wild. Okay, so I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. So first off, let me say, like, there is some bitterness in, like, bruh, why you out here lying, if that's true?
Yeah.
Why you out here lying?
If it's true, it's just so stupid. Like, for what? And then apparently it was because he wasn't happy with his salary, so he was trying to make this thing, and it just kind of snowballed into something more. like, for real, bro? Like, don't you have an agent to negotiate these things for you? Like, isn't that part of the whole Hollywood experience? You're supposed to have people advocating for you to get you what you need, especially if you're, like, the driving force behind the success of something.
Listen, bro, just because you can act, it doesn't mean that you can direct.
For real. And then, why? Why would you pay two African dudes to do it? Like, you couldn't find two white dudes that you could have paid to really get into this world.
What white dudes that really wouldn't be about that life would actually like agree to do that job?
I think like plenty, and then they use that as an excuse. But like, oh, things went a little too far. We got a little too into it. You can live out all your racist fantasies. Like, it was a chance for you to get paid to live out your racist fantasies. Like, y'all motherfuckers go to NASCAR and
but at the same time, shit, like, you say it's white dudes, and you actually hire white dudes, and they're gonna be looking for those white dudes, and they might actually find those white dudes. If you hire Africans and they're looking for white dudes, you can sell that as they'll never catch you because
except
they're going to be
for
looking
for
white dudes.
Chicago, which has literally cameras on every street corner.
Listen, I didn't say it was a good plan. I'm just saying,
like,
okay. So one comment that had come my way was the notion that people will turn this farce into more ammunition on how not to believe, like, survivors and victims.
Mm. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? How you feel about it?
I mean, yeah, that's basically what it is. You're already, especially for the people, the demographic that you said attacked you, who already has no respect, really, for the plight of minorities, be they gender, ethnicity, sexuality, so forth and whatnot. They're basically going to use it as the chance to now play the victim, because there are so many dudes right now, there are so many Caucasian males right now that feel like they're the persecuted group in America.
Right.
And this is just more ammunition for that fire.
My response to that was, those people are already about that life anyway.
Yeah, I mean, nothing was going to change there
Way.
The issue then is you have moderates who weren't necessarily about that life, which is now going to cast that shadow doubt in their mind. Mm-hmm. The people who hadn't made up their mind. So now you got one disproven on two different fronts, because it's not like he was just black or he was just gay. He was both, and said it was an attack on both, and specifically said it was carried out by Trump supporting white supremacists.
Right, like, right.
There's just so many layers to this rotten onion.
Yeah. Yo. Well, the thing is, on the tip of, like, victim blaming or how we believe survivors of these things, I feel like so far it's all been handled right. We're supposed to believe these people. And then as we investigate and learn more, then we get to, you know what I mean? Like, as the facts come out, then you figure out where you really stand.
See, I don't like that. I really don't like that.
Like what?
I don't like that.
What part don't you like?
I don't like the blind belief in everybody, especially when you're supposed to be relying on a system of innocent until proven guilty.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a very, very, like, fine edge that you're walking. You know, and because we, especially now with the prevalence of social media and cancel culture, like, say for the people who are innocent of things or something that happens as a genuine mistake, their lives can literally be ruined in the court of public opinion before there's anything done in an actual court.
Yeah, these are facts. No, the court of public opinion is bullshit. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the notion of how we have a culture that actually allows people to come forward about things like assault and rape and those kinds of things. We should believe these people. We should allow them to speak on these things. But it also doesn't mean that, like, we just accept what they say as the absolute truth. Mm. There's an investigation that is supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And so that's what my I guess pushback is. So if dude is bogus, then we should handle that as such.
Yeah.
But we need to keep that same energy for all victims. That, like, if you came forward and said that something happens, then we need to look into that and figure out how we can support and do this the right way. And if you come up as you know,
for me,
on some
shenanigans, like,
then you also need to deal with those consequences
and
as well.
That's my issue. I feel like if you're going to have all these consequences, the same people that are up in arms about Jesse filing this false report should feel just as horribly when people call the police on black people living their lives. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, like, true. Absolutely true.
There's the girl in Texas, there's the white girl in Texas who claimed that three black men raped her. Come to find out she was lying. These black dudes had already lost, like, scholarships for opportunities for education. Like, they served jail time. That they were, of course, released and exonerated. But then this girl fucks around and gets probation. Like,
right.
You basically ruined three lives. Because regardless of what was found out now, if you Google the names of these three alleged attackers, that's going to be the first thing that comes up for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you absolutely should keep that same energy for across all races and genders.
Let's talk about the consequences. And I think there's some serious iniquity in our system, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, like, okay, so first off, my understanding is that it's not a felony to when you have a false police report.
Yeah.
It is a misdemeanor.
Right.
It's not a felony. So, like, we're already talking about, like, what the punishment is not as severe as I think people are necessarily wanting it to be.
Yeah.
Because that's just not how the system works.
Yeah.
A. B, like, how many times do people get a slap on the wrist for something very similar? Are they really going to turn up the heat on this man because of his celebrity, because of his ethnicity, because of his sexual orientation? You know, all those kinds of, like, biases are obviously going to come up, right?
Right.
Because that's how our fucking system seems to work. You know, it's like the legal system is so
broken.
Impeccable. It's so impeccable when it's aimed at brown people.
Right.
Like, where all these investigators come from?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
they stopped investigating all those murders that happened in Chicago to
jump
on this.
Bro, yeah. Like,
all the missing people.
Right.
The, yeah.
Right?
All the real issues.
Listen. There are missing immigrant children. What was that? There was, like, was it? Who's that guy that was found, like, a weapons cache that was, like...
Oh, yeah, the lieutenant in the Coast Guard. That
yeah, the Coast
list
Guard
of all
dude.
The Democrats that he was wanting to kill and was trying to get his hands on anthrax. And we heard very little from that developing story. One thing I was impressed by is this is the first time I'd heard of a middle-aged white dude with guns plotting to kill people off top labeled as a domestic terrorist.
Yeah. See, it does work. It's a slow process, but change does come.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I was pleasantly surprised by that.
So yeah, the thing is, it's like I have some questions about, you know, like, you know, I feel like there's definitely some bigger fish to fry than some dude in a falsified police report.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, like, where is that energy? Where is that eye for detail? Where is the vigor and resolve? You know?
Because the lives that were called into question were those of black people.
Mm. Now, the thing is, what I hear is that Jesse still swears by the story that...
Yeah, there's new stuff coming to light. Like, apparently the threatening letter that the police said that they thought he had written to himself, the FBI, saying that, no, that doesn't match up with whatever, like, doesn't seem to be the case.
Right.
And then there was another thing too.
Plot twist, my dude.
It's played like an episode of
fucking Empire. It's amazing.
Right. Apparently, the check that he wrote was for like some sort of personal training because the dudes that are like, you know, trainers and whatnot. So it's possible that it wasn't for the attack. And then, so here's one thing that got me, right? The police go and did like a search of the apartment. And they're like, oh, we think we got him. They had bleach in the apartment. Who doesn't have bleach in their house right now? And if you do, like, what do you disinfect? If you don't, like, what do you disinfect with? Like, I feel like bleach is a household staple. I don't really understand how that's evidence.
Supposed to be a smoking
like,
gun?
Right. Like, right. They had bleach in their house. Good.
Right? So he's clean?
Right? Do they not own white laundry? I don't understand. That was not it for me, dog. Like,
right? I'm not convinced.
That's a stretch.
So you mentioned an FBI investigation and the FBI reports. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you did because that, again, adds another layer, another twist to this weird-ass story. It's
racist blooming onion.
Well, the FBI is pushing back against the Chicago PD.
Yeah.
Because they're notorious
for being corrupt.
For corruption. Yeah. And then they're challenging their investigation, being like, well, you guys, actually.
We're not saying he's all the way innocent, but we're saying y'all might be going a little too far.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's just so wild, man. Like, I don't even, you know, I guess part of my fascination is just like, I love the onion metaphor. The way this thing keeps unfolding, it's like another crazy thing. And you're like, oh, this couldn't get any. Nope, here's another one.
Oh, here's the icing on the cake. Jesse and R. Kelly was in the same jail. Because R. Kelly just got indicted, too, on 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse, facing 70 years in prison, if convicted on these with new tapes and stuff coming to light. And he turned himself in. It's up against that same gray brick wall. Like, and I've seen so many memes about it. Like, yo, this prison talent show is about to be lit. Like,
we're going to talk about some more crime things in our second half. Mm. So hold on real quick. We're going to get a refill. And we'll be right back. And we're back with our second half of the show.
Hey.
So you mentioned R. Kelly. Sounds like he's finally getting his comeuppance.
Yeah.
How you feel about that? I got some mixed feelings on it.
Do you?
Kinda.
I don't know. Nothing too mixed. I mean, he should have been locked up. So
that's where my mixed feelings are. Like, I mean, feels like 20 years too late, but okay, cool.
You know, but I suppose, like, and if the surviving R. Kelly documentary was the catalyst that allowed more people to come forward, and all of a sudden these people to find these tapes, these VHS tapes from 99 and shit, like just found them in their collection, you know, good. Lock them up. I mean, yo, people who hurt kids, like, I got no respect for you, so I got no sympathy for you. So,
yo, 10 counts, bro.
Yeah, aggravated sexual abuse. Facing like 70, like basically the rest of his life in prison.
Oh yeah, like so, R. Kelly is done.
Yeah,
I know his label dropped him.
Yeah, he was not able to afford his $1 million bond.
Yeah,
so he had to spend the night in jail. They got it together once they like sorted out his finances. Because apparently his financials were in such a mess that he had to at least stay one night in jail before he could post bond. It's gonna be interesting to watch this one play out.
So the thing is, you know, I think this is what's like maybe one of the more fucked up things about like the way our kind of capitalist system works is that now they're willing to let R. Kelly out, like hanging out, hang to dry, right?
Yeah. Because he's not making money anymore.
Because he's not
right
as profitable as he was.
Right.
So now that he's outlived his usefulness financially, now he can go to prison.
Yeah.
Now he can get punished.
It's like they forgot that Space Jam 2 is dropping next year and they're going to need a new anthem. But whatever. You know, whatever.
who do you think's going to write that anthem?
Probably Jacquees.
Oh god.
He's just gonna do a remix. I believe I can. That's all it's gonna be.
Pass.
No.
I'm gonna see Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
Y'all can't stop me. I'm gonna go see that probably a few times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll bootleg it. I'll go see it in the theater once, but I'm gonna bootleg it after that.
Oh my god. Shit. No, the thing is, it's So the problem, the deeper problem then is, how many other abusers are there, Drake, who get to just kind of hang out like and skirt the system because you're the top dog, or well, you really, know, you're making us a lot of money, so we're gonna allow you to keep living this lifestyle.
Even though, even with R. Kelly, I feel like every one of the people that allowed him to get away with the shit that he did for all these years should also go down.
Oh yeah, you're an accessory.
Yeah, and that includes the parents of these abused kids, like the ones that are like, oh yeah, go, like oh yeah, go hang out with this grown ass man who is known to have this, like he's these intentions with these young girls. Sure, go have fun, be safe. No, go to, you need to go to jail too.
Like, that's reckless endangerment. Yeah, yeah, right.
No. Man, I don't know, man. It is what it is. He should have gone to jail a long time ago. Now it's finally going to happen. Good. Hopefully these people can get some peace of mind. And hopefully this saves some future young girls from having to deal,
you know,
with the horror that they would have had to deal with.
I'm saying, like, and actually, like, the real shit is, like, I really hope that these young ladies have access to the help they're going to need coming out of this kind of trauma, right? Like, being, like when you are indoctrinated into being into a cult, you know, you have to get deprogrammed.
Right.
And that's not an easy thing. Like, I guess there's so many layers to this man's abuse.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just like, man, I don't know. It's... There's that bit of like, good, finally punish him.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, it's like they said, like, there's that, all those, like, as soon as you know, he married Aaliyah, like, this dude should have just gone down.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's not how it works. But I mean, you know, we'll have to talk more about that as the story develops. We'll
yeah.
see how it goes.
Yeah.
To me, the most interesting arrest this week has, or at least the indictment, has been Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots.
Bro.
For,
so fuck the NFL.
Yeah. two counts.
Keep that same energy.
Two counts of prostitution in a sex sting ring. In a sex ring sting. That's a Dr. Seuss line if I ever heard one. So there's so many funny things about this.
Go on.
All right.
Speak on it.
So after it happened, I had to do a little bit of research to find out more about this. So it's basically, he owns this club. Robert Kraft owns this massage parlor, like Asian Orchid massage parlor. So number one, you got the stereotype.
Bro.
Of old super rich white dude going to an Asian massage parlor. Now, again, another funny part. Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, billionaire.
Right.
Billionaire. Okay, with a B. The average cost of services, and I throw up the air quotes around services, $59 for a half hour, $79 for an hour. That, my friends, is a perfect example of how the rich stay rich.
Get that shit on discount.
That's a frugal ass hand job.
Like, there ain't no lotion in that motherfucker.
None at all. None at all. It's their tears because they're, you know, sexual slaves.
Can't pay my bills, and I'm also a slave.
Right, but his name is on the list. Apparently, he's not the largest name on the list. Not the biggest name on the list.
That's what I heard, bro.
And the place where it happened, which was one of like 10 locations around the state of Florida that are all part of this ring that they're bringing down, but the place where Kraft was caught up on video receiving said services and paying for said services on video is 20 miles north of Mar-a-Lago, which is number 45's golf resort that he owns and is at like twice a month.
Uh-huh.
And Kraft is not the big... Oh, who's also a close personal friend of number 45.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're buddies, and they golf together and probably receive
services.
Tandem handies together.
Tandem handies.
Imagine that's what you do.
Tandem handies. Hold on. Tandem handies.
Yeah,
I love that phrase hey, so much.
I'm
tandem handies. Oh, my God.
It's like she's skiing. So yeah, in my opinion, that was absolutely the funniest of the arrests that happened this week.
Listen, bro, Okay, hold on. Because this is really serious. It's really serious stuff, and it's really messed up. but
Dancing Machado.
I'm just so flabbergasted. This notion of, but that's exactly. I think another deeper issue at hand is people that have these kind of resources to establish a massage parlor sex ring.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the type of shit billionaires do, bro.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The most dangerous game. Like,
Right.
I feel like that's what they really do. Like, they go down to the Everglades and, like, release a young black dude and hunt him and then go celebrate with tandem handies. Like, that's,
you know,
that billionaire lifestyle.
And this is why billionaires are inherently evil.
Oh, God bless America.
Well, you know, because, listen, real quick, let me go ahead and get on my soapbox, just, like, real brief.
By all means.
I am very much pro-sex. Pro sex work.
Okay.
It's an industry like any other. It should
Oldest
be
profession.
It should be regulated to protect those who do the work. The fact that it is so black market actually puts a lot of people at risk. Their safety, their health, everyone's well being, the buyer and the seller. So that being said, I feel like being pro sex work, pro sex worker, having any sense of humanism, it's like, how do we protect people? You know, if this is how people want to make their money, make their living, by all means, like,
go Show out and do what you want.
Go out and do it. And if I can tax it to fix this fucking pothole on my street, like, fantastic. You know, the tandem handies fix my roads.
Yeah,
I'm mad about that.
Me either.
That being said, it's like, the more you can push into the light, the less room there is for shit like this to go down. You know what I'm saying? And also, like, those prices are criminal. Okay?
I don't know, because I ain't gonna lie, $60 to $80 still seems like a lot for something I can do myself.
It feels like, I don't know, it feels like buying a McChicken, though. I'm saying that price point.
I don't like mayonnaise.
Like, I feel like if I'm in a scenario where I'm going to be purchasing services.
First off, it's going to be something I can't do myself.
Yeah, no, it's going to be some really nice services.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I want you to teach me something.
Right, in this. Right.
The seminar, let's call it.
Just like the previous talking point. You know, I'm kind of frugal except for the stuff I really, really like.
Right.
So, like,
if I'm paying for it, it's going to be worth
it. I'm going to go in.
Right. I'm going all out. I want all the bells and whistles.
That's right. So, this notion of, like, dropping $80 for a tandem. Nah, man.
And that's for an hour's time.
Yeah.
So, it's a time-based service.
Yeah.
Is that per person? So it's a tandem handy, like $160. Do you get a discount?
Like a half, you know, like,
yeah, like two for $130 instead of $160.
Or is it for the worker? So, like, I can bring out as many friends as I want, but if I get more workers, then I gotta pay the workers for their
right. Yeah, there's so many questions.
Right, like if I paid you for an hour of services, if I was done in 10 minutes, but I'm like, hey, my friend over here, like, I still have you on the clock, so I need you to go ahead and handle that service as well. Mm. And I might be back for another one if I can get enough Gatorade. You know what I mean?
Gotta respect the refractory period.
Right. Like, I paid for an hour. We hanging out for 60. We hanging out for 60 minutes.
Can I pay for that hour and then split it up like 20 minutes over three times? Like, I mean, you're right. There's so many questions that come to play. None of which should matter.
Stretch it out.
Because of the fact that these are basically slaves that we're talking about.
Yeah. No, it's messed up.
Yeah. And I feel like if he owns the club, he's not paying anyway. That's just your layman's fees. That's
right.
Like your dude coming in off the street after a hard day's work.
Right. Because, like trust, if I owned a bar, nigga, I'm drinking for free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's my bar. You're gonna pour me whatever I want in whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like, sir, you're not supposed to have a 64 ounce Long Island. This is my place of business. Like,
I do what I want.
Fill up my big gulp and move around.
If I want to sit in the kiddie pool with a crazy straw.
Look at me sideways. Again, you're fired. Fill my cup. So that being said, yeah, if he owns this thing, he ain't paying for shit.
Right.
He gonna slide and be like, hey, daddy's home. You know what I mean?
Ew.
Yeah.
So on top of that, now mind you, people are like, oh, well, he's old. He's like 77. So he's like out here. I'm like, first off, he's a billionaire. Second, he's 77 with a 39-year-old girlfriend who he's been with for 6 years now. So, I mean, like, really, if you're paying for, if you got a 40-plus year difference in your relationship, I would think that the reason you're going for somebody younger than that is not necessarily companionship. You got 40 more years of life experiences. What are y'all talking about? Nothing. She ain't talking with a dick in her mouth. Let's keep it real thorough.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's basically on the payroll, too.
Yeah. And, again, I'm not going to hustle. Like, I know there are people who are looking to spouse up as a level up.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who are willing to bring you along.
Both men and women who are opulent are looking for that trophy. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Oh, totally.
So, yeah, there's all kinds of layers to this onion as
well. Oh, yeah. And that's why I say, like, it's... And that's why I was trying to make the point to, like, if we can bring more of this stuff into the light, then it creates less spaces for slave labor, which is just abhorrently wrong.
Right?
Absolutely. Whether you're picking cotton or giving tandem handies, like, slaves are wrong.
Is that gonna be the title of this week's episode?
It might have to be. It's organic.
It's true,
folks. It's organic. It just happens as it happens. Yeah, and so I think that's the deeper thing is not the sizzle of, like, sex work, more so that, like, nigga, you got slaves.
Yes.
what are we gonna do about that?
How much more stereotypical could you be? The Asian orchid massage parlor.
I'm so offended.
It's almost 80-year-old white dude. Like, really, bro? Really? You probably got little Cambodian girls in there. Like,
facts.
Like, what's wrong with you, man?
Or boys.
Yeah, who knows? It's true.
You know, billionaires.
I'm sorry.
Billionaires.
I'm full of them.
Billionaires tend to have pretty eccentric tastes.
True.
Actually, a little fun fact, if you have any friends, and this is for all of our listeners too, if you have any friends who are, like, business oriented, who are taking business trips to Thailand, do not trust them around children. We're just going to just put that out there.
Fair.
Yeah.
Wow. Look, Carmen San Diego.
That is a red coat. My goodness. I wish y'all could see that.
She looks like Carmen San Diego, minus the hat.
I bet she got a hat though.
Probably.
She seems like a lady that would have that matching hat.
Yeah.
But not today. It seems like a little much.
Right. It's more of a fall hat.
Oh my God. So what do you? Like, here's the thing I have to ask. What do you think's gonna happen to this man?
Nothing.
But he's at that list.
He might pull a 6ix9ine and just snitch on everybody. But I mean, if it's already a list and they already got surveillance, he doesn't really need to. Unless he's already warning all his friends, because he wasn't in Florida when it happened. He didn't get arrested. He's basically expected to turn himself in too. Like, he's just been indicted. Like, hey, bro, we know this was you. Come talk to us.
Right. Let's have a conversation.
You're part of this whole.
Actually, since you brought it up, what's the deal with 6ix9ine? What do you think? What do you think's gonna happen to that kid?
Apparently, he's supposed to go on, like, witness protection, like, because he plead out.
How? How?
I don't know, nigga. You see all the movie Face Off? They'll give him some leaps and bounds in modern medicine. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and now he's a white woman.
He's back to Daniel Hernandez. Like, you know, maybe I'll go live with Kanye. I don't know. Who knows? But after finding out what all these dudes did to him, I would have snitched too. F that noise. I'm not doing life for y'all.
Okay, so full disclosure, I didn't care enough to actually, like,
oh, you know, find anything. Because I don't actually do work at my job, so I just be perusing the interwebs, reading all kinds of things.
So quick recap.
So basically, he got indicted on racketeering and gun running and gang charges and this, that, and the other. And
general shenanigans.
Right. Plead out supposedly to basically not do any time. And he was looking at, like, 60, 70 years, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so his plea went on record, and he basically named a bunch of names and the people were doing this, and that he basically needed to solidify this image he was trying to portray in his music. Like, in order to lend authenticity to it,
to his
he
heart,
decided to actually really do, try and jump
do,
into
do
this
gang things. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dumb. But you come to find out that these dudes that he snitched on, were they put up money to basically put a hit on him when he started getting sloppy as part of his initiation. They ran multiple trains on the mother of his child. If you know what a train is, it's when multiple dudes take turns or go at the same time with the mother.
Tandem handies.
Right. More than handies. A bit more than that. As part of the initiation, like, made him, like, basically watch it along with, you know, jumping in, jumping out, extorting money from him, like, right. Basically skimming money off the top, basically forcing him to do this, like, saying, if you don't, then we're going to expose you to all this, and we're going to say, yep. Blah, 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 blah. So there's a whole bunch of deeper issues that went along with it where clearly they weren't his friends.
No.
I mean, I'd have told too. Like... I mean, well, I would have never put myself in this situation.
This is why you're where you're at.
Right. That's why I'm working a 9-to-5, being comfortably middle class, because I'm not doing dumb shit like that. But also never been to jail. So point of that statistic, thanks. But hey.
Don't you want your artwork to have more authenticity?
Can it get much more authentic than coming from my hands?
You could be blacker.
I mean, you're right.
No, people love seeing black suffering. That's facts.
It's true, but it's not black people that love seeing black suffering.
Right? Also facts,
right? So if I'm trying to sell to black people, I need to avoid the whole black suffering because black people suffer enough.
Mm.
I don't need to see shit on my walls.
Mm.
That's why you go into a black people's house, you see black kings and queens, not slaves.
So that music though glorifies.
Yeah.
And upholds and maintains.
Yeah.
And they call it, you know, being like real G's and shit. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so how do you put a man like that in witness protection? I'm real curious. He's going to have a security detail on him at all times?
I don't know. I feel like he's going to have to leave the country.
He's too distinct. You know what I mean? Even if you cut his rainbow hair and...
I mean, he's Mexican. I mean, you know, that's the whole big thing right now. They're probably going to send his ass back to Mexico.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's that serious right now.
What kills me is that people are like mad at him for like being a snitch. Like,
these people didn't care about. Are you really gonna spend the rest of your life behind bars for people who blatantly didn't care about you? Who went out of their way to hurt you and steal from you?
Yeah.
Like. And anybody who says, oh, no, that's not the street life, okay, I guess I'm just not cut out for it then, because, no, it wouldn't have been me.
Because I feel like I ain't trying to, you know, put no targets on nobody's backs or nothing, but, like, I feel like that's not what that culture is really about.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like there is an aspect of trying to do community good.
Yeah.
And sometimes you gotta do some like sneak shit to have the resources.
The street fraternities,
yeah. Right. You know, like, and I mean, but that's actually a very American thing. It's like sometimes you gotta do some sneak shit to get the legit shit.
Right. Well, I mean, that's not even.
And that's how you do it with
American,
like a billionaire like, with a beat.
Look at the Yakuza's. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they do all kinds of community outreach and shit. You know what I mean? Like.
So, that all being said, I think there's a. I don't know. I feel like there's something that's kind of missing in the glorification of being bad people.
Yeah.
Just to be bad people. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so it's one thing to protect your business interests by saying, hey, we're going to help you do this thing and we're going to skim off the top or off the back end because we helped you get started or get through that startup thing or whatever. We're giving you access to this. So here's the fee that you're going to pay. That
it's a different thing to punk somebody because you know that they're not really about that life and they're just trying to use this as their image somewhere.
Like
our bullies.
Right, basically.
Are you mad because the kid that you bullied for all these years told on you? Like,
is what it really feels like.
Never seen is what it really is what it, coming what it really of age feels movie like ever. Like,
out of here. He's the hero of this story. Little David.
Daniel.
Daniel, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just, I don't know, when I saw that witness relocation or protection business, I was like, how? Yeah, like, what are you going to do now?
He legit has 6'9 tattooed on his body like 100 plus times. Like, where are you going to hide this?
Are you going to remove all that?
Right.
Because that, oh, wow.
Right? You have all kinds of crazy laser scars on your face. Bro, you got it on your face.
Like, his career is over.
Yeah. I mean, they might be able to rebrand him as...
No.
As,
you know, no.
Yeah.
No.
11?
I don't know. He could...
22?
Maybe he'll get into, I don't know, he'll do a tech startup or something. Maybe he can jump in with Soulja Boy.
He could totally be a DJ. Just go the Daft Punk route. Wear a mask.
Daniel, you're welcome.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and take our royalties for that idea.
Right. if you want to act funny, we can take it from you because we know you let that happen. So.
Ooh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not about that. I'm going to be at work tomorrow.
Right. Making legitimate dollars.
That's right.
No tandem handy. man, I feel like... Give us something uplifting to end this episode.
neither of us are in jail.
Hey, cheers to that.
Yeah, we made it another week being Black in America. Yeah, congrats.
Congrats to you, sir. We're doing
See
it.
See if we can do it again.
We're doing it.
Here's some uplifting news. This will be a year. This is 1 year that we've been doing this.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, this will be our 1 year show.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Stick with it. Stick with your dreams. Do what you want to do and show up every week.
That's right.
And make the world a cooler place by making things. And, you know, I believe in you. I support you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, but, you know, try your best and we'll see if you can earn it.
All right. Rudeness.
Hey, that's why we work.
Okay.
You know. You're the bright and sunny one and I'm the dark and brooding one.
Thanks, Batman.
No problem.
But of course, thank you for listening to Drinks with Friends, I guess now for a year.
That's right.
That's so dope. But, you know, of course, always check us out on Facebook and on Twitter.
Right.
Throw us those follows. Throw us those likes. Comment. Jump in the conversation if you have any ideas.
Tell your friends about us. Get them to listen.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Because, you know, this is a friends, plural, and you know, we see you as our friend,
mm-hmm.
So you got to participate.
That's right.
Let us know how you're doing. Tell us what's up.
Bake us things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's cold. I like scarves.
Exactly. I knit hats. you know, wintry food. We're from the Midwest, you know.
You know, I fuck with a hot dish.
Yeah, exactly. Throw a brother a casserole. Make sure you season it. Oh, Lord. Something's wrong with me, I swear.
No, it's good stuff. All right, so we'll catch you next time.
Same black time?
Same black channel.
All right, peace.